Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tēnā koutou, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, ko Hemikali aho.
Ko Āpero Woodfine aho.
And today, the kaupapa is looking at exclamations.
Cool, let's get into it.
Hai, ka pai, karawhiua. Okay, we'll teach you the structure, but in order to look at different examples, we'll use a few different adjectives, which we want to introduce you to. Some of them you may already be familiar with. We'll go one for one, e hoa. Let's give five different adjectives. So, ātāhua, beautiful.
Makariri, cold.
Mm-hmm. Māngere, not the place. Māngere means lazy.
Koi, which is intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Koi. Smart, intelligent. Opposite of makariri is wera, so hot.
Cool. And pōturi, meaning slow.
Aye, pōturi, slow. Oh, wait. So, I mean, I'm calling this little feature of the language an exclamation. I don't know if there's a better term, but it's the equivalent in English would be when we see something and we're surprised or amazed or offended and we go, how beautiful, or wow, that's beautiful, or that's disgusting, or whatever it is. It's that kind of expression. So the equivalent in te reo is te adjective hoki. Te hoki. So whatever it is, the descriptive word sits in the middle. So if something's really beautiful and you're amazed by the beauty, you might be te ātāhua hoki. Te ātāhua hoki. Which can translate to, wow, that's beautiful, how beautiful, oh my God, beautiful, all of those sorts of things. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. So if I'm going to say, te makariri hoki, that's going to mean it's really cold, is that right?
Aye, like you step outside in winter, you're like, ooh, te makariri hoki.
Mm.
Freezing. That's why it's hard to give it one translation, but if we keep looking at some examples. Okay, so think of someone who's really lazy in your whānau.
Oh, I think that's going to be little brother.
Yeah, what would you say?
I'd say, te māngere hoki.
Yeah, ka pai, pai. Someone does something that's really smart or like intelligent, I'll be like, ooh, te koi hoki. That's smart, te koi hoki. And so on. So, right, so if I go outside and it's really hot in summer, oh, te wera hoki, te wera hoki. If we want to attribute this, I'm going to call it a quality, whether it's good or bad, if we want to attribute this quality to someone or something, this is how we do it. So I could just say, oh, te wera hoki, you know, and in context, people know that I'm saying, oh, it's so hot. But if I want to say, oh, the day's so hot, I'm just going to add on, o te rā, of the day.
Okay.
So that I'm attributing now this like quality to something, which is the day. Te wera hoki o te rā. So if you want to attribute the cold to a day, how would you do that?
Te makariri hoki o te rā.
Or maybe to the night.
Mm. Te makariri hoki o te pō.
Te makariri hoki o te pō. Yeah, ooh, it's such a cold night. Ooh, it's a really cold night. If you want to attribute it to a person the same way, but we just say o and then the person's name. So I've got a some really intelligent friends, I might say, oh, te koi hoki o Erana. You know, Erana's really smart. Te koi hoki o Erana. Who do you want to attribute that laziness to again?
Te mangere hoki o Chris.
Te mangere hoki o Chris. Yeah. Sorry, Chris. Te mangere hoki o Chris. Te a tāhua hoki o Tina. Te a tāhua hoki o Beyonce.
How beautiful Beyonce is.
Ai, koia, koia. If we want to attribute it to ourselves, or to you, or to him or her, we're going to use those words like tōku. And that's now going to sit at the start. So if I'm like, I'm so lazy. I'm so lazy. I'd say tōku mangere hoki. So really we've just replaced te with that possessive word, tōku. Tōku mangere hoki. Jeez, I'm lazy.
Right, you're kind of taking possession of the laziness, like my laziness.
Yeah. Have a go at that with another word.
Tōku pōturi hoki. Right? How I'm so slow.
Yeah, tō pōturi hoki. Tō pōturi hoki. Yeah, you are so slow. Now I'm using the word tō for your. Tō pōturi hoki.
What if I wanted to say our?
Pai tēnā pātai. So we're going to keep tō and then add the pronoun that's appropriate. So if it's me and you.
Tō taua. Tō taua koi hoki.
Yeah. Tō taua koi hoki. Boy, we're smart. Tō taua koi hoki. How smart are we? Acknowledging a group of students maybe in the classroom if they've done really well or they've done something really quickly. I'm going to add in another adjective here, which is tere, fast or quick. Tō koutou tere hoki. Tō koutou tere hoki. So I'm using tō always and then the pronoun. In this sentence, it's koutou because it's you lot. And the adjective is tere. Tō koutou tere hoki.
He pātai tāku hemi.
Tēnā koe.
Why is it or and not a?
We'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah,
right,
we'll
cool.
get there. But yeah, when we do get there, we're going to start looking at a and or categories. And it's because these qualities belong to whoever it is we're talking about. And so we use or. We always use or with this phrase, with this type of sentence.
Okay, cool.
These exclamations. Yeah.
He whakaaro anō, e ho?
I think one other thing is we can attribute these things to anything. So like, you know, someone has a really small phone and you want to express that, you'd say, te iti hoki o te wire, you know, how small is that phone? So play around with the sentence e hoa mai and find some other adjectives to express all the things you want to.
Yes, and I think we've mentioned this already, but I'll say it again. Definitely go and check out maoridictionary.co.nz. I know it's hard to get excited about a dictionary, but it's a really good resource for finding some of these words.
Tēnā koe hoa. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Mā te wā.
Mā te wā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, From Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.